主啊，人生真的是有黑暗有光明的时候，有的时候我们在山顶，有的时候我们在低谷，有的时候我们健康强壮，有时候我们在疾病软弱的里面。主，但是我们知道这一路上你都与我们同在。主啊，在我们痛苦的时候是你怀揣宝宝我们，在我们受伤的时候是你来缠裹我们的忧伤疾病。主啊，我们喜乐的时候你与我们一同分享。主啊，你带我们的脚步走在平安正直的路上，我们实在感谢你，因你活着我们就能面对明天，因你活着我们就不再惧怕，因为我们深知道是你在掌管明天，生命就充满了希望。我们谢谢我们的主这样爱我们，早晨在我们在这里，当我们在这里诉说你奇妙作为的时候，求你的圣灵还来加上祝福，叫我们说的听的都蒙你的恩典。谢谢主，奉耶稣基督的名，阿们。
阿们。
我们诗歌就唱到这里。那我们今天早晨有一位彭松弟兄要来跟我们分享神在这一阵子在他家中，在他生命里奇妙的作为。Now we'll let to ask Brother Penn to share the wonderful word of the Lord these days in his life.
Thank you. 各位朋友早上好。
My dear friends, good morning.
弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
刚才姊妹们唱歌是不是唱得很好听啊？
And did you enjoy the singing sisters were doing?
希望我讲的我所讲今天所讲的我的心路历程和我所受洗和我父亲所受洗的过程呢，讲的一样像他们唱的一样好听。
And I wish my sharing would be as great as their singing just now.
我先简单介绍一下我自己的生活背景。
Let me introduce myself briefly.
我的母亲呢是藏族人。
And my mom's from the race Zhang, tribe Zhang.
我很小的时候呢就生活在就藏族人生活的区域里边。
And I was brought up among Zhang people.
我小的时候呢就经常看到的呢都是在寺庙里面，我的这长辈们嘛在寺庙里面去磕头啊，去上香啊，去很虔诚的去敬拜就是他们的这种信仰。
So I was very used to see all the elders go to the temple, worship God there.
但是随着我慢慢的成长和我所慢慢所受到的教育呢，我渐渐的对这些都不太相信。
And now while I gradually grew up, I started to have doubt about their worship and their gods.
慢慢慢慢我变成一个很坚定的无神论者。
And didn't take long, I become a firm believer that there is no God.
在大陆的时期呢，我也经常会去寺庙里面去逛一逛，去看一看。
And when I was in China, I went to temple a lot.
当我发现这个寺庙变成一个很商业的地方的时候呢，甚至他会收门票，大家知道中国的很多庙宇现在竟然会收门票。
And it gets really ironic because you go to China nowadays, because the business is so good, they actually start selling tickets for going into the temples.
我就会很鄙视这些人。
And I despise that kind of commercial behavior.
但是有时候呢，在很偏远的一些寺庙里面呢，我有时候会能遇到就是他们作为修行来说很虔诚的一些佛教的这些佛教徒也好，或者说是这种出家人也好。
But on the other hand, I also encounter some monks who are so devoted and they're away from the world fashion.
尽管我不相信，但是我这些人呢，我反而会给他们一些香火钱。
And even though I don't believe in their faith, I would still make donation.
在这种情况下呢，我就是我零三年呢来到了美国。
And that was my condition prior 2003. Then I came to this country.
那个时候呢，我的妻子呢。已经是一个基督徒。
At that time, my wife has become a Christian.
我跟着她呢，在每个星期天呢和星期五的晚上呢，都会去教会。
Then I would go to church with her every Friday night, every Sunday.
当时最早去的心态呢，只是因为，我说我还从来不了解这个基督教，我倒是去看看到底是怎么回事。
And my motivation at the time is like, hey, let me figure out what Christianity it was about.
然后呢，去了几次以后呢，我就实际上心里开始就很抵触。
And after a few visits, I was pretty against it, honestly.
尽管在刚开始的时候呢，我甚至会和弟兄姊妹们去 面对面的甚至去争执或者说去探讨。
And initially, I would just argue with them about the truth.
后来呢，我又觉得，哎呀，就是在教会里面，我是不是应该尊重他们？所以我就尽量要求自己闭嘴。
And later on, I decided, hey, maybe I should show some respect to these people, so I just shut up.
但是呢，我的心里面呢，一直在抵抗。
However, I had a lot of problems with their faith.
不管是跟在弟兄姊妹们之间的交通的过程中呢，还是在我坐在下面听我们的很多就是弟兄姊妹在上面讲经的时候呢，我的心里面都会抵抗。
And whether I was sitting down there listening to the sermon or I was sitting with them discussing Bible, I would have a lot of issues in my heart.
他们每讲一句，我心里面就想一句反驳的话。
And they would say one thing, and I will come up with something, the opposite direction, but I would say it in my heart.
然后再过来。大约一年以后呢，我就不太愿意去教会了。
And like that for about a year, and I become reluctant going to the church.
但是呢，后来呢，有两件事情呢，就是使得我就继续去教会。
But because of two things that caused me to return to church.
一件事呢，我的妻子当时也就三年前我说姊妹呢，她给我说，她说，你看人家教会里面都是一家一家的人，我每次都是一个人，我觉得我好难过的。
The first reason caused me to continue to come back to church was because my wife told me, you know, everybody else went as a family. I was the only one that went alone. So I feel kind of sorry, so I accompanied her.
然后呢，那时候我的儿子还很小，他对我说了一句话。
And the second reason was because my son, when he was very young, he said this to me.
他说，爸爸，我和妈妈都是基督徒，你却不是。
He said, Daddy, both mom and I are Christians, but you are not.
等将来我们死了以后，我们在天堂，你在地狱，怎么办呢？
So what are we going to do? One day we will all die. Mom and I will be in heaven, but you are in hell. What are we going to do?
所以呢，我为了宽慰他们两个呢，我就坚持每个礼拜天也又陪他们去教会。
So in order to make them feel better, I just continue to join them to church.
但是呢，我这人很喜欢睡懒觉。
But you know, I like to sleep in.
于是呢，我就在教会的这个聚会的时候，我就坐在最后面睡了五年的觉。
So I would go to church with them, but I would sit in the back row and fall asleep for about 5 years.
但是很感谢主，在当时呢，我就觉得主让我在半梦半醒之间，该听到的就都听到了。
But I'm very thankful, even though I was falling asleep, but in the midst of my semi-sleepiness, I would hear things that I should have heard. That's the Lord's grace.
尽管是这样子呢，我的内心呢实际上是慢慢起了一些变化。
And gradually change started to occur to me.
但是呢，我对主的认识呢，还一直停留在很浅薄的一种，认为是一种宗教的方面的一种认识。
But my understanding of the Lord Jesus was still very, very premature.
实际上，我最关键的时候就是我为什么能够认识到怎么去认识主的呢？是因为我的太太有次跟我说。
How did I actually start to know the Lord? It's all because one time my wife said this to me.
她说你一定要相信有主的存在，你才能感受到主真的存在。
She said you can't feel the Lord unless you really believe in the Lord.
我一想也对啊，如果我们不相信一件事情的时候，我们就不可能做成这件事。
And I thought that was very logical because you can't really do anything unless you believe in doing that thing.
于是我就开始相信。
So I started to believe that God exists.
然后也尝试着向主做祷告。
And also try to pray to God.
然后这种祷告可能也是语无伦次的，或者心里面想到哪里是哪里，甚至是无声的、无言的。
Of course, my prayer was very unorganized. Sometimes was even silent.
但是真的很感谢主。
But I'm so thankful to the Lord.
我总觉得每次祷告后，我的内心会平安很多。
Because every time after I pray, I will sense this unspeakable peace.
然后我真正又有一次有感受的呢，是我在教会这么多年以后，我才把当年第一次去教会的时候，碧桃姊妹给我的那本圣经打开来翻一看。
And at that time I was so touched was after how many years, Dinia?
五年。
Oh, after I went to church for 5 years, somebody, you know, gave me a Bible long ago, but that was the very first time I opened it up.
也就是说这本圣经在我的书架里躺了五年。
So that Bible has been resting on my bookshelf for 5 years prior to that.
也很感谢主，我看到的第一句话是约翰福音的第一章的第一到第三节。
And when I opened up was the Gospel according to John, chapter 1, verses 1-3.
我现在把它抄了下来，我给大家念一下。
And I have copied it down, so I want to read it to you.
它上面说， 太初有道，道
神同在。In the beginning there is word, and the word was with God.
道就是神。
And that word was God.
这道太初与神同在。
And that word was with God in the beginning.
万物是借着他造的。
And all things were created through him.
凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
And everything that was created through him.
因为在国内的时候呢，我经常会看一些道学的书啊，甚至一些佛学的书，所以我看到这个太初有道的时候。
You know, I used to study Taoism a little bit when I was in China. So when I read this chapter,
于是我突然之间就心里就忽然就豁然开朗一些。
And suddenly it was like open to me.
因为什么？因为我们中国人经常说道道道的，经常这样讲。
You know, in Chinese culture, we like to refer to the phrase Taoism or Tao.
甚至我们有时候家里会写一个什么大道无痕。
Sometimes we say, you know, the great teaching doesn't end.
这为此呢，就是我今天呢又专门，昨天呢我又查了一些资料，我专门把这个关于中国人对道的准确的解释，我给大家再念一遍。
So yesterday I did some study research and I found out the definition of Tao in Chinese culture. I'd like to share that with you.
道是精神的本体。
Tao is the substance of all things.
是脱离物质实体独自存在的最高原理。
It's the highest principle of all things.
老子认为道生成天地万物。
And Lao Zi is that guy who come up with this whole thing. And he believed Tao is the beginning of all things, the substance of all things.
Yes. 道生成天地万物后
Oh, Tao is the source of all creation, and after that,
又作为天地万物存在的根据，而蕴含于天地万物自身之中。
And he became the foundation of all creation, and he also lives within the all things.
道是普遍存在的。
And Tao is everywhere.
无所不在。
It's everywhere.
无所不包。
And encompass all things.
道虽存在于天地万物之中。
And Tao is among all things he created.
但它不同于可感觉的具体事物。
But Tao is not, it's very different from the materials with which we have sense.
它是视之不见。
And you can see it, but you won't see it.
听之不闻。
And you cannot hear it.
博之不得的。
And you cannot try to touch it.
是构成天地万物共同本质的东西。
However, it is the common substance of all creation.
这句话实际上跟约翰福音的第一章的第一节是一样的。
And this passage is very similar to what was recorded in the first chapter of John.
那就是太初有道。
Which means in the beginning there was word.
道与神同在。
And the word was with God.
道就是神。
And that word was God.
所以说呢，当看到这一段的时候，我突然之间内心豁然开朗。当然，我那时候没有去查。中国人怎么具体解释这个道啊
？At the time, I wasn't familiar with the definition I just read, but when I read what's in John chapter 1,
于是我就有一天突然说，我说我要受洗。
I suddenly realized they are the same, and I said, you know, I want to be baptized.
然后在这五年内，所有对我很失望的弟兄姊妹们突然觉得很惊奇。
All the brothers and sisters who have known me for 5 years were so surprised.
说这个顽固分子怎么今天突然想受洗了？甚至有一些就是西区的弟兄姊妹打电话过来问我说：“小峰，你是不是遇到什么事情了？”
And some people from St. Gabriel Church call me says, "Are you alright? Did you encounter some trouble?"
实际上呢，我是遇到事情了。
Indeed, I did encounter something.
我突然之间真正的感受到了主的存在。
Because I encountered the Lord, it's the first time I sensed His existence.
这就是我信主的。一段心路的历程。
And that was a little journey about how I become believing in the Lord.
当我信主了以后呢
？And after I believe in the Lord.
我就突然想起我儿子当年对我说的那句话。
Suddenly I remember what my son Paul said to me long time ago.
我就很挂念我的父亲。
Then I thought about my father.
因为我也在想，我说我的父亲，如果他已经这么大岁数了，七十岁了当时。
And he was 70 years old at the time.
如果在他突然走了的话，如果他还没有接受到主或者没有听到主的福音。
If my father never heard of Jesus and did not have a chance to believe in the Lord, and then he passed away.
那我在天国里可能就见不到他。
Then I will not be able to find him in heaven.
于是这一直是我内心的一个很纠结的一件事情。
So that was something really troubled me.
于是我每次回到国内见到我父亲的时候呢，我都会给他传讲福音。
So every time when I return to China, I will share the gospel with him.
我父亲这个人呢，不像我，他属于一个不太争辩的人。
And my father was different from me. He doesn't like to argue.
他只是笑一笑说啊好好好啊好好好。
Every time I share with him, he would just smile and say, yeah, yeah, yeah.
实际上我知道他内心呢实际上还是很排斥的。
And I knew in his heart, he did not accept it.
实际上我们一家人就是我从我父亲也好我的弟弟也好我也好实际上都是一个很刚硬的人。
You know, my whole family are very stubborn and hard-hearted.
很难因为别人而改变。你的思想
We are not easily changed because, just because some people tell us something.
然后呢在这个过程中间呢我也不住的在每次向神祷告的时候我也祈求神让有条件让我的父亲能够遇到主或者说能够听到福音
And during those years, I always pray for my father that one day he will hear the gospel and he can believe.
我的家庭呢实际上很有就是说有点跟别人不太一样
And my family background is slightly different from many others.
在我和我弟弟很小的时候呢，我母亲就去世了。
My mom passed away while I and my younger brother were very small.
一直是我父亲就是把我和我的弟弟带大。
So my father brought us up.
所以呢，我和我弟弟都跟我父亲的感情呢是非常非常深的。
So we were very close to my father.
结果呢在今年的去年的夏天的时候
So, last summer,
我的弟弟突然打来电话
I got a phone call from my younger brother,
说爸爸生病了
Say, daddy is sick.
我当时就很紧张我就问是什么样的疾病
And I was very concerned, I said, what was wrong?
我弟弟说你一定要回来了是父亲得癌症了
He said, you have to come home now, it's cancer.
在那一瞬间我就觉得我突然觉得我非常的无助和非常的怎么讲就是我不知所措吧。
And at that instance, I suddenly felt very helpless and didn't know what to do.
因为病来的非常突然。
Because the sickness came so suddenly.
在那天呢就是我们一家人呢我的姊妹还有我的孩子我们一起向主祈求和祷告。
And after knowing that bad news, my wife, my son, we prayed together.
希望我的父亲能够得到医治
And we hope that God will heal my father
能够平安地度过这个难关
So he can smoothly pass through this challenge
当时的情况呢非常严重因为他当时退休以后在四川生活
And his condition was very very bad He has retired He lived in a province called 四川
他是一个很不喜欢热闹的人
And he's kind of like antisocial
所以他也不愿意和我弟弟一起生活
So he refused to live with my brother
他一个人在四川他有很多大学的同学和朋友他所以他特别喜欢在四川那地方待着
And he liked to stay in 四川 where he had a lot of old friends
说到这里呢我就想起我父亲呢就是另一件事情就是在前年年底的时候呢我和我的姊妹呢，一直希望她能来美国生活一段时间。
And at the end of 2009, both my wife and I like to invite him to join us and stay with us for a while in this country.
以前她一直很拒绝来美国，她觉得这里一点都不好玩，觉得或者说她觉得在这里她会很孤独。
And before he would always refuse our invitation because he felt it's no fun to come here and he would be so lonely.
经过我和我的姊妹呢。轮番回国劝说他呢，他终于同意来美国了。
And after our repeated persuasion, he finally agreed to come.
在他去签证之前呢，我和我们全家人也一直在祷告和祈求，希望他能够顺利的拿到签证来到美国。
So he went to the embassy trying to get a visa, and we prayed for that.
结果呢，他去签证却被拒签。
The result was that he was rejected.
当时呢我和我的姊妹就心想说哎呀主啊你为什么不听我们的祷告呢
And at that time both my wife and I were like God how come you do not hear our prayer
但是我们心里明白一点
But we all know in our hearts
主做万事都有他的美意在里面
And everything has God's purpose and goodwill
如果当时我父亲拿到签证的话那么他发病的时候一定是在美国
And because if my father ended up coming here when he became ill it would be here
大家知道那一定是会非常非常麻烦的。
And it will be very difficult to deal with.
我想这真的就是主的美意。
And I believe that's God's arrangement.
当时呢，他在四川，就是当他发病在四川的时候呢，他当时最早去的医院呢，是离家很近的一个小医院。
And the hospital that helped him to diagnose the cancer situation was a small hospital close to his home.
当医生发现检查中发现他是这种疾病的时候，就
先 Once doctor realized what he has,
就先给我弟弟打了个电话。
They contacted my younger brother in Beijing.
我弟弟就连夜赶到了四川。
So he immediately arrived in 四川。
一看那样的医院的条件一定是不行的。
He realized the hospital was not good enough to handle that kind of sickness.
在四川最好的医院呢叫华西医院。
And the best hospital in 四川 is called 华西 Hospital.
在那种情况下我们也没有时间也没有办法去找什么朋友啊去找这些人去联系医院或者是去找很好的医生。
Because this happened so sudden, we didn't have time to contact friends through connection to get a better doctor.
大家知道在国内都是干什么事要先找关系的吗
You know, in China, you need to rely on connection or relationship to do things.
于是在那种情况下我和我的姊妹和我的孩子也因为只有在美国我们唯一能够依赖的是谁呢我们唯一能够依靠的就是我们的主。
At the time, me and my wife were here, so I couldn't reach anybody, so the only one we can rely on was our Lord.
希望主能给我们的父亲安排一个好的医生。
And we asked the Lord to arrange a great doctor for my father.
能够顺顺利利的住到医院。
So the things can move on smoothly.
真是这样的。
And that was indeed what happened.
我弟弟去医院就直接去挂了号去找一个医生。
And my brother checked my father in and then he went to find a doctor.
然后我弟弟告诉我说我找到一个医生了但是我对这个医生实在是觉得心里不安。
So my brother says, you know, I found a doctor, but I don't feel too good about this doctor.
他跟我说这个医生是个又抽烟又喝酒而且晃里晃荡的医生。
He said, you know, this doctor, he smokes, he drinks, and he kind of moves around very wobbly.
但是在那种情况也没有办法我们当时让我父亲住院了。
But we had no choice but checking in.
后来才知道这个医生是这个医院最好的医生。
And later on, we found out that he was the best doctor of the hospital.
在这种情况下呢，就说是，当我发现，当我把一切都交托在主的手里的时候
，Then this is how I realized when I trust everything in God's hand.
真的主会为我开道。
The Lord will open the door for us.
让一切的麻烦在我的面前都变得非常非常的容易度过。
All the difficulties suddenly become very easy to go through.
大家知道，在医院，在国内的好的医院里面，你要想拿到一个单人病房是非常非常之难的。
Another thing, if you know in China, if you want to have a single room all to yourself, it was very, very difficult.
你就是找到院长都没有办法。
Sometimes even you know the dean or the highest level officer of the hospital, it doesn't guarantee you have a single room to yourself.
医院里面很有意思，他在病房里面有一个牌子。
And there's this sign.
上面写着
In the hospital,、yes.
谁排在第一谁排第二谁排第三排着很多人在那申请就是需要一个单人房啊或者是双人房的这样子的排名在上面、
oh, It's like a waiting list
这是完
A list of who is on the list waiting for a single room, double room and triple room
这是完全公开的
So it's like a public information
当时呢还有一个故事是这样子当我到了成都以后呢有一个姊妹呢，她从云南赶，正好出差要去四川。
And when I arrived in Chengdu to see my father, there was another Christian lady from Yunnan. She was on business. She happened to be in town.
在她去的过程中间呢，因为当时也是我们这边的教会和她做了联系。
And church here knew that sister, so they contacted her so that she can come to visit my father.
希望她能够去看望我的父亲。
And wish that she can come and visit my father.
实际上跟他联系上的时候呢，他已经到了成都了。
By the time the church here contacted her, she was already in 成都，四川。
当他见到我说，他告诉我说，他说他本来是不想来四川这次出差的。
When we saw each other in 四川, she said, you know, I wasn't planning to come to the city originally.
而且他几次都是要求说不要去，不要去。
She actually asked her boss, do not send her to 成都四川。
但是她内心中呢，又有一个声音在说，哎，你应该去的。
However, she felt this urge in the heart that you should go to 成都四川。
然后呢，她就知道，哦，原来是因为她要到这来看望我和看望我父亲。
Then she realized that, oh, because I need to come to visit Brother Peng's father.
在她来医院的路上呢，她在那也在向主祈求和祷告。
And on her way to see my father in the hospital, she prayed in her heart.
希望我的父亲住在是个单人房间里。
And she said, you know, God, I wish Brother Pong's father is in a single room.
结果呢，对于我和我弟弟来说呢，因为我们早早的去排了队，但是呢，一直不可能排到，我们前面排了好多好多的人。
And for to me and my brother, we knew how hard it was because there were so many people in front of us on the waiting list.
但是呢，有一天的早晨呢，护士长突然来找我们说。
But funny thing is, one morning the chief nurse came to us.
说你前面排的人都想住双人房间，正好有个单人房空出来，你要不要去住？
She said, you know, something interesting happened. All the people ahead of you now they all want to choose double room, so you guys become the top of the list. Do you like to have a single room?
我当时真的很开心的。
I was so happy to hear that.
然后呢，我们就搬到那里去。
So we relocate my father into the single room.
下午的时候呢，这位从云南来的佩瑜姊妹就到了。
And that very afternoon, our Christian sister from Yunnan arrived.
当时呢，在病房里面呢，和我父亲，我们在交通啊，包括在他讲传讲福音，最后问我父亲说：“你是否愿意接受主？”的时候呢，我父亲。说我愿意。
And so she arrived in the single room. We had our total privacy. She shared about God with my father and asked him, "Do you like to believe in Jesus?" And at the end, he said, "Yes."
我真的很感谢主。
And I'm so thankful.
主可能为了让他得着这幅福音和这份荣耀，让就是。甚至给了他这样的环境和这样的条件和这种状况。
I'm so thankful because the Lord wants my father to be saved, so God made a special arrangement that he could have a single room.
这就如同当年我信主的之前的时候，我做征战的时候的想法一样。
And that's just what I thought before I became a Christian.
那个时候我一直认为，我说啊，很多人信主是因为他走投无路了，他很困难了，他没有无所依靠了，所以他最后去信主了。
You know, I used to think.You know, people don't become Christian until they have extreme trouble and they have no way out, so they had to come to God.
而实际上，对于我来说，我当时自认为，我说我人生中最困难的时候，我全靠我自己一个人挺过来了。
And I thought, you know, I was different. In my most difficult time, I passed through by my own strength.
真是这样子，我父亲可能在那一刻，他也感到了一种孤立无援，或者说是他很无助。
And I believe that was the situation with my father because in that extreme sickness, he felt very helpless and lonely.
而且呢，我父亲很有意思，是吗？在当时大家我和佩瑜姊妹我们一起祷告的时候呢，我父亲竟然也能张开嘴，张开口一起跟我们祷告。
And what amazed me was that while the Christian sister shared the gospel with my brother and we prayed together, my father even opened up his mouth and prayed together.
所以那天呢，他就得救和觉知。
So he was saved that day. He accepted Jesus into his heart.
成为了一个基督徒。
And became a Christian.
第二天呢，他去上了手术台。
And the next day, he went through the surgical procedures.
在上手术台之前呢，我和我的弟弟还有我的父亲，我们一起祷告。
And prior to the surgery, my brother, my father, and I prayed together.
我给我弟弟说，我说三人祷告，主必垂听。
And I told my brother, you know, there's a promise, two or three or more, I pray together, God will surely listen.
我说我们正好是三个人。
I said, look, there are three of us.
我说你不会祷告没关系。
I said it's okay if you don't know how to announce the prayer.
你就说阿门就好。
All you need to do is just say amen.
然后我弟弟问我阿门什么意思
？So my brother says, what does amen mean?
我说阿门就是我说的是什么你都同意的意思。
Amen means I agree with whatever he says.
啊，于是我们三个人一起做祷告。
So we three of us prayed together.
然后呢，我父亲。当我父亲推到手术台去手术室之前呢，我对我父亲说
，And before he was rolled into the surgery room, I told my father，
我说你在手术中如果感觉到不安或者说是感觉到无助的时候，我说你就向主祷告，你哪怕是心里面向主去说，祈求主帮助你，让主让你得着平安都好。
If you feel any unease or worried in your heart while you're in there, just pray to the Lord. It can be just from your heart. That's fine.
然后我父亲的推走前，我父亲说了一句话。
And before he was taken in, he said this.
我父亲说：“上帝保佑。”
He said, "God will protect me."
老天爷保佑。
And heaven protect me.
我说：“你说的没有错。”我说：“上帝和老天爷是一回事情。”
I said, "You're right. Heaven and God are the same."
然后这样子呢，我父亲就去了手术室。那是早上七点钟。
That was 7 a.m. that day.
实际上在此之前呢，我讲的时候可能是很短暂的讲。实际上在此之前呢，医生对我父亲做过很多次的全面检查，一直认为我父亲不适合去做手术。
You know, prior to the surgery, for a long time, God made it clear to my father that his condition was too weak and too bad that he should not go through the surgery.
在这期间呢，我也一直在祷告，甚至我们在美国的所有的弟兄姊妹们也一直在为我父亲的这种疾病在做着祷告。
And at the time, the church here prayed very earnestly for my father.
也就是在他上手术前台的前两天呢，医生告诉我说，哎，你父亲的身体这段时间非常的好，非常的平稳。
And then just 2 days prior to the surgical procedure, the doctor says, you know, your father's condition has stabilized just in these past 2 days.
我们决定可以尝试着为他做手术。
So we decided to give a try and to operate on him.
大家都知道，癌症如果不做手术的话，一定会有问题。
You know, for cancer, if you do not operate on a cancer patient, that means pretty much hopeless.
而且在那一刻，我也并不知道我父亲这个身体内这个癌症到底有多严重。
And prior to that moment, nobody knew exactly how serious the cancer was in his body.
医生也是这样说的，我只有把他肚子打开，我才知道准准确确是怎么回事。
And the doctor says, I need to open him up so that I can know exactly how he is.
就这样，我父亲推到了手术室。当他去手术之前，我和我弟弟还跟他说，没事，是个很小的手术，你一会儿就出来了。
Before he was taken, my brother and I said, oh, don't worry, it's a small procedure. You'll be out in no time.
结果这个手术呢，整整做了12个小时。
But this surgery ended to last 12 hours.
在这个期间呢，在中间的时候，医生还专门把我和我弟弟又叫去了一次。
And in the midst of the surgical procedures, the doctor called my brother and I in.
他告诉我们说，如果这个手术再做下去的话，不知道老人家的身体能不能坚持得住。
They said we have a concern. We have opened him up, but we don't know if we should continue.Because I'm not sure if he can handle it.
所以他要征询我们家属的意见。
So I need to get the consent from the family members.
他说，如果说是手术做下去，万一有什么风险的话，很可能就从手术台上下不来了。
You know, there is a chance he will not make it through the surgical procedure.
在那一刻呢，我和我弟弟真的感觉很无助的。但是呢，我觉得如果手术不做完的话，那么这个手术的前半程真的是白做了。
At that time, that was a very difficult choice for us. But we all felt if we don't continue and finish, then the whole process was in vain.
所以呢，当时我们两个签了字以后，我只有依靠主，我在不停的祷告中。
So after we signed a consent form, we just prayed.
然后我就看着我弟弟像热锅上的蚂蚁一样的走过来走过去，走过来走过去。
All I could do was praying, and my brother was pacing back and forth, very concerned.
然后呢，当时医生告诉我们说，就是哪怕手术完全做完，也不一定能够完完整整的把癌细胞全部切除掉。
And the doctor warned us beforehand that even though we try to take everything out, but there's really no guarantee.
所以说后来呢，我和我弟弟呢，在等待的焦急的等待中，一直等到了晚上的8点钟。
So we waited and waited and waited. It was 8 p.m. that night.
然后这个时候医生出来了。
And finally, the doctor came out of the surgery room.
医生告诉我们说，手术非常成功。
He said, you know, it was very successful.
所有的癌细胞全部切除干净。
We believe we remove all the cancer cells.
而且万幸的是，他发现的属于相对比较早，还没有扩散，也就是说，他的淋巴里边还没有癌细胞。
And the good news is that it has not been spread into the lymph nodes.
真的很感谢主。
And we were so thankful for that news.
主会垂听我们的祷告。
The Lord does listen to our prayer.
给我们派来了一个最好的医生。
And he brought for us the best doctor in the hospital.
这个医生是身体最强壮的。
And his physical condition was the strongest.
医术最高超的。
And he had the best medical skill.
手也是最巧的一个医生。
And he was very skillful too.
这一切都是在手术结束后我才知道的。
Yeah, these are things that we found out later after the surgery.
因为那个时以后呢，我所托的关系才来告诉我说，哎，这个医生就是最好的。
Because finally, I was trying to through my relationship or network to find a better doctor. That everybody was telling us that this is the doctor.
对，所以说呢，有时候我想，真的是万事我们都依赖主的时候。
And so I realized if I trust the Lord in all my things,
主必然会垂听我们的话。
He will listen to our prayer.
给我们一条可走的光明的路。
And open up a very bright way for us.
后来我父亲出院了以后呢，就我一直和他生活了将近四个月。
Then I spent four more months with my father.
因为我弟弟要赶回去上班。
And my brother needed to return home for work.
我就几乎二十四小时都陪着我的父亲。
So I was able to spend every day with my father.
然后在每次吃饭的时候，我领着他祷告。
And every time when we ate, I will pray together.
然后我父亲只要会说阿门就好。
And all my father had to do was to say amen.
在前几天的时候呢，我今天还跟我太太交通时候讲到。我父亲给我来电话，也是他给我讲。他说
，After I returned here, and my father called me a few days ago.
他说，我和你在四川，我们待的这三四个月，是我这段时间最快乐的日子。
He said, you know, the past four months or so in Sichuan, be with you, that was the best time in my life.
我就问他，我说，你现在吃饭的时候还祷告吗
？I said, now, do you say prayer before meals on your own?
他说，我会祷告的，就像我当时教他的一样。
He said, yes, I do, just like the way you taught me.
我说你只要会说两句话就好。
I said just to say these two things.
为着桌上的饭食，我献上我的感谢。
Say God, I thank you for the food on the table.
因为你借着这饭食给我平安与健康。
Because through this meal, you give me peace and health.
然后你就阿门。
And all you need to say after that, say amen.
然后我父亲说，对，我每次都是就说这两句。
And my father says exactly that's what I say every day.
真的，我觉得像这件事情啊。我很感动在哪，包括我的弟弟。
I was very touched by this.
他实际上也很坚硬。
You know, my younger brother, he was very stubborn, just like me.
在我离开了北京，回到了美国以后呢。
And after I moved my father to Beijing and left and returned here.
他会在每个礼拜天。
Every Sunday.
带着我父亲去到处找教会。
My younger brother would take my father around trying to find a church.
然后我弟弟当时说了一句话，说可能我受洗不是很方便，但是呢，我觉得我还是应该相信的。
My younger brother says, you know, it's not really convenient to be baptized here, but you know, I still want to believe.
因为当时我在手术前讲福音的时候，我讲的可能比较乱啊。传讲福音的时候呢，我弟弟说了一句话。
And remember, before my father received the surgery, I shared gospel with him at that time.
如果你的主能够救了我们的爸爸
，My younger brother says if your God can save our father，
我就一定相信
，and I will believe。
他当时的意思甚至是说啊，就是医生打开肚子以后发现这个不是癌症，他说他一直在幻想这个。
He was imagining maybe you know your God will do this when they open up our father there's no cancer。
但是我给他讲，我说主做万事一定也有他的规则。
I told him that God has。Principles when he performed things.
我说，但是主一定会派一个很好的医生给我们一个最好的结果。
But God will surely give us the best results regardless.
真是这样子，我父亲的病虽然是最不好的病。
Even though his cancer was the worst kind.
但是在最终我们所得到的结果是我所想的千万种结果中最好的一个。
But the end result was the best one can ever imagine.
医生当时也讲，说是这种病的复发率是非常非常高的。
And the doctor warned us the recurrent rate is very high for this kind of cancer.
在这个复发的几率中间，他说你在人，他如果在这个就是手术就完全，哪怕是完全切除后的头一年的复发率，已经能够达到70%左右。
You know the recurrence rate for this kind of sickness is 70% for the first year.
我父亲现在已经做完手术，已经。健康的生活了半年了。
And 6 months have passed. My father is doing very well.
真的很感谢主，他而且他现在心境非常好，身体也非常的健康。
And he's very happy, and his health is doing great.
我想这也是主在向我们和向我的弟弟彰显他的大能。
And I think this is one way God manifests His mighty power to my younger brother.
真是这样，实际上我们很多来自。大陆啊，或者的人呢，我们所接受主的概念的时候，就像我最早对主的概念中，我老想的就是一个耶稣，一个十字架上钉着的耶稣，像一个人一样的。
You know, for me, maybe many people from China, we all had the same perception about Christianity. It's that cross with Jesus on the cross.
但实际上呢，主真的是无所不在的。
But the truth is that Jesus is everywhere.
他们甚至就在我们的心里。
And He's in our hearts.
我今天所做的这些见证呢，讲的是我和我父亲受洗和相信主的过程。
And what I shared today is the process of my own and my father, actually the journey of faith of my own and my father.
可能是个很个性的东西。
It's very personal.
但是呢，我相信大家听了这个故事以后，自己也会有自己的很多想法。
And you might have your own reaction and thoughts upon hearing my sharing.
其实我们只要真心的相信主的存在。
But all we need to do is just to believe sincerely and honestly the existence of God.
我们才能真正的感受到主所无所不在。
Then you will sense His existence, that He is indeed everywhere.
圣经中所讲。
And the Bible says.
只要心里相信。
Only believe in your heart.
口上承认
Confess with your mouth,
你则必被得救
And you will be saved.
所以说我希望我今天的见证能够让大家心里能够听到这些以后能够心里有所触动和有所尝试
My sincere wish that after hearing my sharing that you'll be touched somehow and you'll be willing to give a try.
主不会因为你是什么原因来信他而有所拣选
God does not discriminate or bias just because you have a different motivation.
你可以因为各种各样的原因来信主
You can believe in God for any reason.
就跟我有一个朋友当现在也是弟兄了他信主的原因很简单
Just like one of my Christian friends.
哎，他说朋友你对我非常好你信主了那么一定有你的道理那我也就信了
He said you know I believe in the Lord just because you treat me very nice and since you are a Christian now I want to become a Christian
因为你不会害我嘛所以一定我就去相信
I know you will not bring any harm to me so I will just believe
真是这样子我们可以因着各种各样的原因或者说因为各种各样的渠道我们所听到福音而且我们最后去接受主主不会因此而拣选我们说啊，这个是好的信主的这个信主有什么原因这个有什么那样的原因你不会因为这样而就说是厚此薄彼吧
Therefore God doesn't care our motivation the reason why we come to believe him he loves every one of us
所以我们只要最后做到口里承认心里相信
So all we need to do is to believe in your heart and confess with your mouth
主必会垂听我们的祷告。
And God will listen to prayer like that.
啊，我的今天的见证就说到这里。
And this is my sharing today.
今天你会在这里，就是你的朋友邀请你来，他不会害你。
And the reason why you're here because someone cares about you, invite you here, and that person intends to do no harm to you.
因为他所得着最好的，就要把他介绍给你。
What happened is that we have something that's the best, and we want you to have it.
然后我们弟兄所交通到的这件事情，然后让他的弟弟、他的父亲都能够来认识这位神。
Just like our brother shared, because he has what's best and he wants to give it to his brother and his father.
真的在人看来好像这个环境这么样的紧急这样遭遇好像很倒霉。
Her experience seems to be something so urgent and like a misfortune.
但是那个结果他说是最蒙福的。
But the result was a blessed one.
所以今天有一个经节要跟大家来分享。
Therefore, I want to share with you a Bible verse.
在罗马书八章
It's in Romans chapter
8, 28节
verse 28.
如果有圣经的人，你可以打开来看。
If you have a Bible with you, you can open it.
这讲到我们晓得万事都互相效力。
It says we know all things work together.
叫爱神的人得益处。
For the good of those who love God.
那这些爱神的人是谁呢？
So who are those who love God?
就是按他旨意被召的人。
Are those who are called according to his purpose.
我们再来念一次。
Let's read this verse together.
我们晓得万事都互相效力。
We all know all things work together.
叫爱神的人得益处。
For the good of those who love the Lord.
就是按他旨意被召的人。
That is those who are called according to his purpose.
我们来看看神的旨意到底是什么呢？
So what is God's purpose?
神不愿一人沉沦。
God does not want anyone to perish.
神愿意万人得救。
He wants all to be saved.
愿意人人来相信他。
God wants people to know him and believe him.
来归他。
To come back to him.
来得着他的生命。
To have what God has.
所以刚刚弟兄说太初有道。
So our brother just read to us, right? John 1, in the beginning there was word.
这个道就是生命之道。
And that word is nothing but the word of life.
所以今天你的朋友邀请你到这里来。
So your friends have invited you to come today.
第一不是要叫你入教。
Not to, ask you to come in to join any club or religion.
也不是叫你入会。
Or join any club or organization.
要叫你来得一个生命。
But to come here to receive life.
只有这个生命能够叫我们的生命有改变。
And this life can change our lives.
所以刚弟兄，我们的弟兄交通说，不是因为你做了什么好。
Not because we have done anything good that deserves it.
不是我是罪人，我需要来相信主。
Instead, we acknowledge that I am a sinner and I need God.
不是。人人都需要耶稣。
Everyone needs Jesus.
所以神爱世人。
God loves the world.
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
That he gave them one and only son.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡。
So those who believe in him will not perish.
反得永生。
But have eternal life.
所以神真的是爱我们，他是太初有道的那位神。
God is the one who was there in the very beginning of all things.
太初就有神。
In the beginning, there is God.
因为约翰福音一章说，道就是神。
And that word was God.
所以这个神从永远到永远他就存在了。
So our God, it was in existence from the very beginning to the very end.
所以有人说，那圣经，是在几千年前才开始的。圣经创世纪第一章说，起初神创造天地。
And the Bible clearly described that in the beginning, God created heaven and earth.
有什么不同呢？
What's the difference?
太初是永远到永远。
And it's from everlasting to everlasting.
你找不到头，也没有底。
There's no really beginning, neither an end.
但是起初有一个开头。
But there is a beginning.
起初神创造天地。
Says in the beginning, God created heaven and earth.
这是在一个时间里面。
So even though God is everlasting and everlasting, but there is a confinement of time. God did something.
他是创造宇宙万有的神，为什么要在设立一段的时间呢？
So since he's God of all universe, why did he have to come in here and then set aside a time?
我们就要来惊讶，人算什么？
They will be so surprised that who are we that God even care about us?
这段时间是为了我们造的。
And this time is created for us.
这段时间就是叫我们来经历这位从永远到永远的这位神。
And in this time, you and I can experience God of everlasting.
所以我们说，我们一相信主，他就把永生给我们。
The moment we believe in God, the eternity comes into our lives.
就是那个永远的生命就进到我们的里面。
That eternal life enters into our heart.
那你也许说，好吧，那我就等我要死的时候，我再来相信。
You say, okay, sounds good. Let me wait until I'm at my deathbed, then I will believe.
永生就进到我的里面。
And then I'll have eternal life then.
那你就失去很多的祝福。
But then you will have missed out all the blessings now.
因为神说，我们信他的时候，今生要得百倍。
Because God said, those who believe me will receive many folds, hundreds folds in this life.
那将来不用说，永生已经是给我们了。
And then also eternal life in the eternity.
所以这段时间我们就在经历这永生的丰富。
So we can experience the fullness of this eternal life in today's time.
耶稣说，我来是要叫人得生命。
And Jesus says, I have come to give people life.
不仅仅得生命。
Not just give some life.
而且要得得更丰盛。
But receive it abundantly.
所以如果我们的朋友，
My dear friends,
你的生命已经丰富了吗？
Do you feel that you have lived your life to the fullest?
你说我已经很丰富。
You say, yeah, I have a full life.
那我不相信。
But I won't believe that.
因为人没有一个底。
Because there is no end to our needs.
有钱的还要更有钱。
You might be rich, but you want more.
有地位的还要追求更高的地位。
You may have high position, but you want higher.
靠着自己追求不了那个丰盛。
And there's no way we can reach the fullest point by our own strength.
有一个丰盛的生命已经赐给我们。
But a full life has been given to us.
我们不要觉得说神说万事互相效力。
Go ahead.
万事互相效力是很偶然的事情。
And don't think it's just purely in coincidence that all things work for my own good.
所以我们的弟兄到了中国，要一个预备这样医院，那医院是很挤、很不可能排进去的，预备了这样好的医院。
And our brother just shared that they got into the best hospital. Well, it was almost impossible.
有最好的医生。
And they got the best doctor.
你那个单人房竟然有人不要，说他们要双人房，单人房让给了他。
And they got the single room as they have wished.
这一连串都是巧合吗？
Can you say, oh, all these are just purely coincidental?
不是，我们的神在那里调度万有，为爱他的人效力。
No, it was God who was making all these arrangements for the good of those who love him.
他从南方调一个姊妹去传福音。
And for the goodness of our brother's father, God arranged this Christian sister from Yunnan to visit them.
这个姊妹其实她是在放假，已经到丽江去了。
And this Christian sister shared with us that she was on her vacation time. She went to another city, supposedly.
因着神的催促，又从回来经过昆明飞到成都去。
And because the prompting of the Lord, she returned through Kunming to 成都。
就为了要传这个福音。
In order to give.The gospel to his father. So you see, in this arrangement of God, you see people that are believers and people that are not believers. But who received the benefit out of it? Those who love God receives it. So you see, God has this desire. He wants us to have life. And God's purpose is not cause us to fall so that He can redeem us.
从起初我们看在起初的时候神创造天地在那里所造好的一切都是美好。
When God created heaven and earth, every creation was great.
神真是愿意人来得那个生命。
So God's intention was for us to receive lives.
所以他要起初那个人类的始祖来吃。
So he wants our forefather to take the fruit from the tree of life. Can God force that to happen? Of course he could. But instead, God wants us to use our free will to make the choice. God intends for us to receive life.
This is 神最初最起初的心意，他要他人有他的形象，有他的生命，来掌他的王权。
And that was God's heart initially when we were created in His own image to rule over the land and to have His life.
但人犯罪了。
But the problem is that man fell.
因为违背了神的心意，吃了分别善恶树的果子。
And we acted against God's purpose and ate from the wrong tree.
所以神现在有两件事情要做。
So God ended to have two chores to do.
先将他从那个罪里面拯救出来。
First is to bring us out of the pit of sin.
但是仍然还是要把那个生命给他。
And second is to give us the life that He intended to give to us for in the first place.
今天的光景。
And that's our condition.
神的心意一直没有改变。
And God did not change His heart about this.
他是要把生命给人。
He wants to give us life.
所以神怎么做呢？
So how did God do it?
他就差遣他的独生爱子来到地上。
So God sent His one and only Son on earth.
神自己来到地上。
God Himself came into the world.
所以约翰福音说道成肉身。
That's why Bible says that word became God.
他成为肉身，穿上了肉身来到地上。
He became us.
只有一个原因，他要把他的生命给我们。
For one purpose is to give us His life.
那你说我怎么能够得着这样的生命呢？
Then you might say, how can I have that life then?
他给我们一条很直接、很简单的道路。
Very simple and straightforward.
刚刚我们弟兄说的，就圣经里面在罗马书说到，你口里相信，心里承认，就得救了。
It's Bible says, just open up your heart, confess in your mouth, then you are saved.
但是神不仅仅要我们得救。
But you know, God's purpose is not just for us to be saved. Because that only took care of the issue of sins. But God has a much better heart, purpose for that. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 12 says, Those who receive me, which means those who believe in me, I will give them authority to be a child of God. So we are not here just want to be barely saved, but we want to become a child of God. And a child of God is born of God, which means a new life enters into our heart. My dear friend, do you realize what a great matter that is? A small person like us But the God of creation is willing to come into our heart.
但是这么丰盛，我们怎么来承受？
And this is so full, so abundant, how can we receive it?
所以神的怜悯利用一段时间叫我们来经历。
Therefore, God has given us time. Through this time, we can experience this fullness.
在每一个人的身上，神都有一个旨意。
And on each one of you, God has a purpose and plan.
你绝对不是偶然降生。
You were not born out of coincidence.
神在你的身上有计划。
God has a plan on you.
就像我们的弟兄到教会虽然睡了五年。
Just like our brother shared that he fell asleep for 5 years.
神还是要救他。
God still wanted to save him.
半睡半猛，半睡半醒之间。
And in his semi-sleepy mode,
神的话就是生命就进到他里面。
The word of God, which is God's life, entered into his heart.
得救了。
So he was finally saved.
但是你发现这个生命很特别。
And did you realize something about this life?
不会在他里面就停止了。
The life does not just stop growing in him.
它会长。
It will grow.
会传递。
So it will pass on.
所以他把这样的生命传递了出去，进入他父亲的里面。
So our brother was able to let this life grow and pass to his father.
所以不仅我们是在顺境也好，或是在逆境里面，我们来认识这位主。
So it doesn't matter our conditions easy or not, we can come to know this Lord.
神在我们身上就是有一个旨意。
Because he has a great purpose for us.
他要我们得这个生命。
He intends for us to receive life.
这个生命非常的特别，叫我们的弟兄。有倚靠。
And this life will make us feel that we have a reliance.
在病中仍然有把握。
And we can have assurance even though in the midst of severe sickness.
知道神就是他的救主。
Knowing that God is my savior.
在忙乱中我马上可以分别出来。
In the middle of a chaos, we can set ourselves aside.
他的弟弟没有主，所以他走来走去，走来走去。
He was able to pray and quiet down, but his younger brother had no Lord, so he was worrying anxiously, paced back and forth.
我们的弟兄里面有主的生命，所以他一直打电报往上打。
And our brother has the life of the Lord, so at the same time, he was able to pray to God.
这是有主跟没有主的一个最大的分别。
And that is the great separation between those who have God or do not have God.
所以今天不在乎你在地上有什么成就。
It doesn't matter what kind of accomplishment you have on earth.
多高的学问。
Or how well educated you are.
人人都需要得着这样的生命。
Everyone needs to receive life.
这个是太初有道的，就存在的那个生命。
And this life is something that was there in the very beginning.
它要进到我们的里面。
And this life desires to enter into our hearts.
这个能够改变我们的一生。
And can change us completely.
在将来。
And also our future.
所以我们今天来到这里听一个不是一篇道理。
So you're not here just to listen to some preaching or doctrine.
乃是我们要把生命接到我们的里面来。
Instead, you're here to receive the eternal life of God.
所以你只要告诉主，我说我愿意打开我的心接待你。
All you need to do is, God, I open up my heart, come in, I want to have you.
我愿意接待你成为我的救主。
I want to receive you in as my savior.
你来负我一生的责任。
I want you to take charge.
我把我这一生交在你的手中。
And I entrust my entire life in your hand.
我要得着你丰盛的生命。
And I want to receive your full life.
不管我们有多少的遭遇，多少的困难。
And doesn't matter how many difficulties or challenges I have.
有哪一个父母不照顾他，负他儿女的责任。
Do you know of any parents who don't care about their children?
所以我们可以把我们的一生交在这位爱我们的父神的手中。
In the same way, we can safely entrust our future in the hands of our Heavenly Father.
在我们始祖里面，那个罪他为我们来解决。
This Heavenly Father has resolved the original sin issue.
他还要把他那个生命放到我们的里面来。
And also, he wants to place in us his great life.
叫我们所过的每一天的生活可以靠着这个新的生命。
So that we can live a life through living with this new life.
这生命你再来得到这样的生命，你再看周遭的事情不一样。
Once you have this life of God, everything will be different from your perception.
人所以为倒霉悲惨的事情。
And you know, things are misfortune considered by others.
从神看来都是祝福。
In God's hands and eyes, it can become a blessing.
因为我们的神是化咒诅为祝福的神。
Because our God is God who turns curse into blessing.
他在每一个环境中来掌权。
And he controls and reigns in every circumstance.
他调动万有来为他爱他的人来效力。
And he will move things around to bless those who love him.
为什么我们可以有把握万事是在为我们效力呢？
How can we have this assurance, knowing that everything is working for my benefit?
其实所有的受造这些万有这些受造之物都有一个中心。
You know, all creation has a center.
这个中心就是神自己。
And the center is God himself.
离了这个神这个万物都不能运作。
Aside from the center, God himself, all creation cannot function properly.
也就是神托住这个万有。
It's God's hand who is upholding the entire universe.
那这个时期节令能够这么样有顺序的来运行。
That's why we have time, we have four seasons.
那为什么为他神是中心，万事在为他效力，怎么是为我们效力呢？
So why do we say, okay, God is the center of all things and all things work according to him. How can we say all things working for the good of us?
因为神爱我们。
Because God loves us.
他住进我们的里面。
He lives inside of us.
我们也住进他的里面。
We also live inside of him.
我们神与神是一。
We become one with this wonderful God.
在他的里面。
We are in God.
与他合一。
We unite with him as one.
与他有同一个生命。
We share one life.
所以今天所有为神效力的就是在为我们效力。
So all creation is working for the benefit of God, at the same time, it's working for the benefit of us.
所以圣经说离了你我们不能做什么。
That's why Bible clearly says, aside from God, we can do nothing.
离了神，我们只有愁烦，我们只有悲哀。
When we are apart from God, all we have is sufferings and sorrows.
对，弟兄姊妹，我们亲爱的朋友。
Therefore, my dear friends, brothers and sisters,
这是一个最蒙福的路。
And this is the most blessed way.
信入基督就住在他的里面。
To believe unto Jesus means to abide in him.
万事就为我们效力。
That all things will work for the good of us.
在我们还想不到的时候，神就调动万有，开始为他所爱的人来效力。
Before we even think of, God is making arrangement let everything to work for our own benefit.
这就是我们能够在地上今生得百倍那个福的原因。
That's why Bible promises those believers will receive hundredfold in this life.
所以你会发现高山低谷基督徒也不怕。
That's why Christians are not afraid of valleys in the life or the mountaintops of life.
面对死亡信他的人也不怕。
And Christians are not afraid of death either.
我常常想，如果说小鹏弟兄他的父亲在这样的情况里面，他是一个最聪明的人，他把这个永远永生啊，这个生命介绍了给他的父亲。
And I thought my brother, our brother was such a smart person because in the most important time, he introduced eternal life into to his father.
如果他的父亲不认识神。
If his father does not know God,
如果在这个手术中他就走了。
If he didn't make it after surgery,
那就走了。
Then he will be gone forever.
就永远没有希望。
And he will have no hope forever.
但是他得到这个生命。
But fortunately, he received this life.
无论他到主那里去。
So even though if he's taken up by the Lord,
在地上。
Or he remained on earth,
我们都有盼望。
We will always have this hope.
所以这就是最重要的原因。
And that is the most important reason.
为什么我们要得着这个生命？
Why you and I must have this life.
有一个老姊妹曾经这样说。
An old, elder lady said this.
她有两个女儿。
I have two daughters.
一个女儿遇见一个事故就到主那里去了。
And one daughter had an accident and was taken up by the Lord.
两个都不在她的身边，另外一个就在国外。
And the other daughter was overseas.
所以她有一次要去探望这个她的女儿。
One time she wanted to visit this daughter overseas.
就在飞机一次飞机过程当中遇见了乱流。
And on their way there, and the fly encountered turbulence.
啊，旁边那个乘客。害怕的哈，那个发抖紧张。
And the passenger next to her was so nervous, really afraid.
但是这个姊妹就很安稳。
But our Christian sister was very calm.
享受主的同在。
Enjoyed the presence of the Lord.
她就很好奇，难道你都不怕吗？
So the passenger was really curious. Then the neighbor passenger says, "Aren't you afraid?"
她说，我呢是要去看望我的女儿。
She said, "You know, I'm on my way to visit my daughter."
今天。飞机安全抵达纽约，我看见我的女儿。
If I arrive safely in New York, I will see my daughter.
今天飞机掉下来，我也是看我的女儿。
If we have an accident and did not make it, I will also see my daughter.
这个女儿在主那里。
The daughter in heaven.
所以基督徒不怕死亡。
So Christians are not afraid of death.
知道我们要去哪里。
Because we know where we are going.
所以主说我去是为你们预备地方。
That's why Jesus said, I have gone to prepare a place for you.
我们有一个去处的。
You know, we have a place to go after life.
所以我们不仅在地今生在地上有盼望。
So we do not only have hope living on earth.
那将来我们知道我们要去哪里。
And we also know where we are going afterwards.
所以亲爱的朋友。
My dear friend,
今天你的朋友邀请你来，不是突然的。
Your family members or your friends invite you here, you're not here by coincidence.
乃是他得着最好的要把他介绍给你。
But because they have something that's greatest and they want to have, you have it.
这是一个生命你要接近来你才
能
得着。
And this great thing is a life which you need to take in so that you can have it.
如果你只是来听一听永远不会跟你有任何的关系。
If you just sit here and listen, it will not have anything to do with you.
我们看见那个他弟兄所说的他怎么能够认识这位主是因为他遇见了主。
And our brother Pan says that he encountered the Lord.
他遇见了主主就进到他的里面。
And the Lord entered into his heart.
当于今天早上各位也能够遇到这位永生的神。
It is our sincere wish that you can encounter this living God this morning.
让他进到你的里面。
And let him enter into your heart.
来负你一生的责任。
To take charge of your life.
在每个环境里面你欢乐的时候有人与你分享。
So that when you are happy, you have someone to share the joy with.
你有重担的时候有人可以为你担。
And when you have a heavy burden, someone can carry together with you.
因为主说凡劳苦担重担的可以到我这里来。
Because Jesus has said this, those who are heavily laden and weary, come to me,
我就使你得安息。
And I will give you rest.
今天早上不是一个道理。
And we are not teaching a doctrine here.
生命要进到我们的里面。
But we want you to have this eternal life.
因为我们的主活着。
Because our God lives.
因为他活着，我们可以面对明天。
Because he lives, we can face tomorrow.
因为这个生命是生命载入与我们同过的这位。
And because he lives, he will go through the life's narrow way with us.
无论我们境况如何。
Doesn't matter what kind of condition we're in.
他就在我们的口中，在我们的心里。
He is in our heart.He's in our mouth.
一呼喊，他就来帮助我。
When we cried out, he came to help.
但是首先，你要先把他接进来。
But first of all, you have to have him in your heart.
我们相信他已经复活，他是神的儿子。
We know that he has resurrected and he is the Son of God.
我们来承认，主，你就是我的救主。
Let's all come and confess that, Lord, you are my Lord.
这样你就得着了。
Then you can have him.
不用你去行什么好事。
You don't have to do better to be qualified.
因为所有的都主已经都做好了。
Because everything is done by the Lord.
该担的负的罪债他已经为我们还清了。
All the debt he has paid in full for us.
今天我们就只有单单的单纯的来相信。
All we need to do is come to believe simple heartedly.
就像我们弟兄的父亲说我要相信。
Just like 小鹏 Brother Pan's father says, yes, I want to believe.
他就得着了。
And then he has it.
然后往后的这些开刀十几个小时谁与他同在。
And then who was with him in those tens of hours surgery?
我们的主与他同在。
Our Lord was with him.
因为这个主在他的里面不会离开他。
And this Lord was with him and inside of him will never leave him.
两个爱他的儿子就在开刀房外面进不了里面。
Those two sons who loved their father dearly, they could not be with their father during the surgery.
所以主在他的里面却成为他最大的安慰还有
But God was within him, so that became his support.
何等的好。
How nice that is.
在地上我们没有永远与我们同在的朋友。
On earth, you will not have a friend who can always be with you.
就像我们刚刚所唱的诗歌，我们的朋友有时候与我们疏离。
Sometimes our friend has to be far away from us.
只有这位主永远不离开我们。
But only this Lord will be with us forever.
他爱我们就爱我们到底。
He loves us and he loves us all the way to the end.
他从起初就爱了我们。
He has loved us in the very beginning.
他就拣选了我们。
And he has chosen us.
然后他把自己的生命给了我们。
And he has given us his life.
叫我们活着是为他而活。
So that we live for him.
不再为我们自己这些世上会过去的东西来追求。
Instead of living for something that will not last for long.
我们在生活中有一个很大的把握和依靠。
So that we can have this great reliance and assurance.
这是今天早上要分享给大家的。
And this is something that we want to share with you this morning.
万事都互相效力。
All things work for the good.
叫爱神的人得益处。
Of those who love God.
就是按他旨意被召的人。
For those are called according to his purpose.
我们都在他的旨意当中。
You and I are all within God's purpose.
我们是人是按照他的形象造的。
We were made in his image and likeness.
应该要有他的生命才对。
Therefore, we should not only have the appearance, but the life as well.
所以今天我们所得着的是这个永远的生命。
So what we can have is this eternal life of God.
我已经得着了。
I have it.
那你呢？
How about you?
盼望早上你能够打开你的心，
I hope you can open up your heart this morning and welcome Jesus to come in.
我们有一些祷告。
Let's pray together.
早先你如果有愿意，真的是这样好的一位主，愿意让他来负你一生的责任，我们真是求你，求我们的主能够进到你的里面。你说我愿意把你接进来，你来负我一生的责任，有这样的你可以举起你的手。
And we'd like to extend.
我们就为你祷告，主就进入你的里面，在你一生中成为你的同伴，成为你的负责，主成为你的保护。有没有这样的你可以举起你的手，主会看见，主就进到你的里面，你的里面主要调动万有来为你效力。因为主爱你，我们是不能爱他，但是主爱你。如果你愿意接他到你的里面，你可以向主我们的主说，主我愿意。我们要来一些祷告。主耶稣，我们谢谢你给我们这样的机会。
Lord, we thank you for this opportunity.
主还在我们还做罪人的时候，你就爱了我们。
You have loved us while we were still sinners.
你亲自来到地上成为人。
You came to this world as a man.
为我们钉死在十字架上。
And you were crucified on the cross.
为我们付了赎价。
And you paid the ransom for all.
救赎我们。
Redeemed us.
哦，你说你来是要叫人得生命。
You said, I have come to give people life.
并且得的更丰盛。
And give them abundantly.
主，我们真的是谢谢你给这样我们丰富的生命。
Lord, we thank you for this abundant life.
主，早间我们在这里有我们的朋友。
And this morning, there are friends among us.
当他们向你呼求，你就进入他们的里面。
Lord, when they cry out to you, we pray that you will enter into their hearts.
哦，主，我们感谢赞美你。我们不知道我们会遭遇什么样的环境。
And we do not know what is ahead of us.
我们也不知道朋友现在所面临的是什么。
Neither do we know what our friends are going through right now.
是这位创造我们的主，你知道所有的事。
But the Lord of creation, you know all things.
主啊，这时刻你就进入他们的里面。
We pray that you will enter.Enter into their hearts right now to help them.
主，你叫他们能够得着这位永远的生命。
So that they can receive this eternal life.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
We thank you and praise you.
谢谢你这样的爱我们。
Yes, thank you for loving us.
我们承认你真是我们的救主。
And we acknowledge that you are indeed our Savior.
主，你已经复活。
You have resurrected.
主，我们感谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
因为你活着。
Because you live.
我们能够面对明天。
We can face tomorrow.
主，我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
赞美我们的主。
We praise you.
奉靠主耶稣基督的
名。In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
逃过这我的面对明天，因逃过这不再惧怕，我深知道Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, 不再惧怕，我深知道他掌管明天，生命充满了希望，只因他活着。
早晨在我们当中，朋友们有没有愿意得着这位叫我们生命充满希望的主？若是有的，我们在唱这首歌的时候，我们请你把手举起来，我们为你们祝福祷告。预备，来。你愿意的就欢迎耶稣进入你生命，你就可以举起手来。
我能面对明天，因他活着不再惧怕，我深知道他掌管明天，生命充满了希望，只因他活着。
来一遍
，Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives.
谈，弟兄姊妹，亲爱的朋友，早晨你听见这位永远生命的主要把他自己赐给你的时候，你也愿意得着这个永远的生命，我们请你现在跟我们一起来到神的面前，告诉神，我愿意把我的心打开，让这永远的生命进到我的心里，带我走一生的义路。若有这样的朋友，我们现在与你们一起祷告，那你愿意的你就重复这个祷告，好吧？我们把眼睛闭起来。亲爱的主耶稣，我早晨听见你如何的爱我，并且要把永远的生命赐给我，我早晨把我的心打开，说神啊，我愿意得着这个永远的生命，求你进入我的心中，做我的主，做我的神，引领我一生的道路，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。
凡认耶稣为神儿子的，神就住在他的里面。
Those who confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God will live in their heart, and He will also live in God. May the Lord bless everyone.